you think that this is a mistake to move ahead. So obviously the space we would not need it immediately for the sanctuary. Although it really wouldn't take much before we would need it, and I think that, I mean, my belief is that in one sense, selfishly, we have just gone through such a process we're right here. It's taken a lot of time, effort, and energy, which is not my gifting. Thank goodness for Tad, who got us to this point. He's the one that likes to fight the fights with the guys. I don't really like to do that. And he brought us here, and he got us here, really. And, I don't really want to do it all over again when God blesses us and we need this space, which I just kind of think is going to happen. So, and in the meantime, we can use that space for whatever we want, really. We can use it if we have meals or something. We can actually have more seating, you know, inside, or we can use it for children. And as most of you, we've discussed a few times in the past of using it for a CrossFit ministry. If you're not familiar with that, I think we've used that in our garage, and it has been one of the best disciple making tools that we have experienced. You know, you go in the grocery store, you try to talk to somebody, the conversation doesn't go too far. You know, I always think of, I used to go fill my propane bottles, you know, and so you have a chance to get out there and you visit with a guy while he's filling the propane bottle. Where are you from? Utah. How long you lived here? Oh, my life. Well, want to go have coffee? What? You see what I'm saying? It's like, but you know, you go and you work out side by side with somebody and you're hurt with them, and then after it's all done, you can talk about it and you can say, hey, want to go get some wings? Yeah, let's go, let's do it. And you sit around and you eat some wings and say, hey, what are you about anyway? Hey, next Sunday, they're in church. It's a chance to build, right? And here, I know this can be, in a sense, intimidating to some people, but I'm inviting you to use whatever tool is in your life. What do you love to do? You love to ride horses? You like to shoot? You like to knit? You like to cook? Whatever. Are you making disciples doing that? Are you making disciples doing that? We're making disciples doing this. So I invite you to join in with that. And there is so many, and I wish Travis was here. Travis, I mentioned him last week. You know, he's been in the garage. He likes to, he just takes this thing naturally of instructing and building these relationships. And there's such an opportunity for mentoring. And there's a pool. If we do this, there will be a pool of non-believers that you can go. You don't have to be an expert. You can go and just use it to get in a little better shape and connect with some people. And it has just worked. I know that we have, in a sense, it's something you can get carried away with, and we've done that too. And we've talked about it too much at times. But this is a tool that we can use. And we've invited everyone to, you know, let's have some input here. What do we want to do? What are some things we can do? And this is just one of the things that we can do. And we can use that space for. And, you know, when Sam was there working out with us, I didn't perceive that Sam was going to go and instruct, be an instructor in this. But yet, if you run into Sam a couple times, you're going to realize there's something different about him. And it's going to open doors for relationship and community and to build with people. So, I don't know if I've explained that very well, but we welcome your input to that. As far as time, Lori and I have we have some changes coming up, and I look forward to this. Is that Lori's going to retire, and we've rushed this because of our situation, you know, Caleb and stuff, and also Faith is going to be back in town. She's just graduated from college, and so she is going to be Caleb's aide, and we're going to give Caleb a try at Daylight Academy. Is that it?
Early
Light Academy in Daybreak. And so this is the route we feel like God has led us, and that it will give us, in a sense, some relief, some time from Lori having to work so hard and for her to be able to administrate if we do this over there. So anything else there, Ken? I've been searching and looking for things that we can to train. I think my mind, if you know how I think, it goes to young men to be able to mentor others. And it's an ideal tool for that, to do that. And if you've been around this, you know that it works the same for the young ladies too, to be able to mentor and build relationships. And it's been an awesome tool. And so I think it's something that we can do. So, any comments about the day? You guys have anything you want to say? You can do it by email, or you can speak up now. Yeah, if we're going to disciple, Mike, we are going to need it. Because I can see if every single person in here is discipling another person, then we're going to need the space. When would we get it? Well, it would be pretty quick, because all the process, in fact, to not get it, we would have to put the brakes on, because it's really in process. But we could do that. We could put the brakes on this. We could do it legitimately. So it'll probably happen. It would happen in a few weeks. What's that? Basically, it's not built out so that for us to use it for our plan, we have a general kind of plan of how to increase the sanctuary and to be able to increase the foyer, increase the kids' room. That's the ultimate plan, is we increase kind of the whole size. We won't just take the whole thing for sanctuary. And so, but right now it's usable. You know, it has sheetrock and paint and carpet on the floor. It's like, you know, it's just there. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll have to, get Kevin to draw us out a plan like he did for this, and figure out how we can utilize the space, you know, the most efficiently. I think it would happen, honestly, I think if we use that space for outreach, I think if we increase by 15 people, we're going to need more room. So basically, that's a pretty temporary situation. If we use that for outreach, it's going to be temporary. Because I believe that we'll need this, then use the space for this. There is a toilet, yes. There was a big issue over toilets when we built this space. We just could not get enough toilets to keep the South Jordan people happy. And that's why you see that big square that comes out into the room right there. The women had to have another toilet. Why don't you share next Sunday, and we'll have some more detail about Paul and that kind of stuff. Oh, you know what? I know we are haphazard today, but Jim and Tony are going to be coming through here at the end of January, and they'll probably have one son, Jim and Tony from Peru. They have an orphanage in Peru, and they also are going through some difficult times down there. And I know we're talking about finances, but we want to, you know how Paul said that, you know, I'm coming through to pick up. So be saving your pennies, and we're going to have an offering. But that's what we would like you to do, is be thinking about this, and we will. So that you can, we want to give them a significant, you know, we kind of haven't been involved in them for a little while. We feel like some things have gotten in order there that need to be in order. And so we feel like we can support them a little more strongly. And, so we would like to, and we'll give you some more information, but we just want to give you a heads up. Be thinking about that, as we want to give them an offering when they come through. They are in need for some things. So we'll communicate that more later.